This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
He lies. The man in the sky lies. It isn't Alex Jones. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's me. I'm Ian Offer, standing in for Alex Jones in this final hour coming into the Alex Jones show here on InfoWars, and I have been asked to tell you about this. I have previously, by the way, tried out some of the InfoWars store products. I had Brainforce the first time I did the show. I did feel more energized, I have to be honest. Although I did, I had a little handful of them, so maybe I temporarily overdosed. But I did feel a little peppy. Could have been the presence of the Dark Lord in this chair. Maybe it was the Brain Force. Who knows? Give it a try. This is Icurin. I always wanted to be one of those girls. You know, the women on game shows that show the washing machines or the vacuum cleaners. You know, and if you open box 7, you could win this Electrolux vacuum cleaner. And the girl, alas. It was not to be. Icurin, it's simple. More toxins and diseases find their way into your system. The more important it is that your body's detox systems can keep up, because your liver and kidneys are the most important detoxifiers. This is a 30-day liver cleanse. And they didn't give this to me, but I am going to take it and try it and report back the next time they are stupid enough to allow me back in the studio. Milk thistle extract, which I've heard is good. Powerful set of ingredients. Support your liver and kidneys to help the fight back against toxins. I'm on a bit of a diet at the moment, so I don't have many toxins. But let's see. I'll report back. I'll let you know how it is. All right. Now, the Department of Homeland Security, just a little brief story before we have to go to our break. This is our short segment, but I just want to tell you a bit about this, and we'll carry on when we get back. Department of Homeland Security is going to publish proof, the story on InfoWars, of massive Democrat voter fraud in 2016. And this is according to someone who has been QAnon, who has been tantalizing the internet with his insider scoops on the Trump administration. The director of National Intelligence, together with the Department of Homeland Security, reports Jerome Corsi for InfoWars, says they're planning to publish in March a study of the 2016 elections that will demonstrate massive Democrat Party voter fraud of a magnitude sufficient to have influenced election outcomes. President Trump signed an executive order disbanding the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity in 2018 because states controlled by the Democrats refused to cooperate. Many Democrats breathed a sigh of relief, thinking he'd given up his effort to uncover and correct decades of Democrat Party voter fraud. But it turns out that something might be there after all. And it's remarkable, isn't it? You know, you've got all these... We'll talk about Michael Moore and the Russia-funded anti-Trump protest later in the show, and we have Laura Luma, who's up there in Florida. But it's remarkable, isn't it, the allegations that have come to nothing. There is no evidence whatsoever that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. None. And what evidence there is that Russia may have attempted to interfere in the American election is muddy at best. One thing Russia did was fund an anti-Trump rally, which Michael Moore was at, because he is the definition of useful idiot. So no, the Trump campaign, as far as we know right now, did not collude with Russia. And Russia, as far as we know right now, did not affect the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. But voter fraud, which conservatives have always said was something the Democrats have been up to in every election since forever, might have made a difference. Not enough to swing it, obviously. But maybe it made a difference. Maybe he would have won by more. Maybe that the illusory 3 million mystery Hillary voters, who knows? It's amazing how dead people always seem to vote Democrat. I guess we'll find out when DHS publishes this report. Very exciting. We'll get into that a little more when we come back. Very exciting. A study of the 2016 elections demonstrating massive Democrat Party voter fraud of a magnitude sufficient to have influenced election outcomes. Incredible. We'll be right back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Hello. We are back. This is, I don't know why I'm speaking like an Edwardian English gentleman. We're back on InfoWars. I'm Milo Yiannopoulos, standing in for Alex Jones. That's how we used to speak in my country before we got enamored with America, fell in love with you guys. Now I sound like some kind of mid-Atlantic hussy. Madonna, Gillian Anderson. In the short segment, we mentioned a new story on Infowars.com, which bears repeating. So let's just have a quick recap of it. Who knew after... Here's something. Here's a tip for you. When social justice warriors, liberals, Democrats, the left in general, laughs hysterically at a claim made by the right for which we don't yet have conclusive evidence, but all the signs point that way, and anybody with half a brain can see it's probably true. And when it's floated, the left finds a way to turn it into an object of ridicule. Most recently, for instance, that strange marking on Obama's forehead in his official portrait, which became a story about the credulousness of Sean Hannity to cover up the fact that it was almost certainly true that the artist who did the Obama's official portraits had snuck in, well, an unusual shape on the former president's forehead, something left there by Michelle, perhaps. One of the things that, yes, there it is. I think we've probably... Draw your own conclusions as to whether an artist with a long history of including spermatozoa in his artworks may have mischievously snuck one into the most important painting he'll ever do. His signature, his trademark, his signature move is hiding the little swimmers in his artwork. And we're expected to believe that he did not do it in the Obama portrait, despite the fact that I think everybody can see the little... And in fact, if you color it, so you can see... Sort of, I mean, you guys know by now. Anyway, when Democrats are laughing at you, when they are sniggering and scoffing and making you feel stupid, and that's how you know, that's the one to look out for, when they are doing their darndest to make you feel like an idiot, it's often the best sign that you're onto something. And the best new piece of reporting to establish this immutable and everlasting observation comes from Infowars.com. Jerome Corsay, writing Infowars. The Department of Homeland Security is about to publish proof of massive Democrat voting fraud. And not just voting fraud. This comes, by the way, from QAnon, who is the we don't know who he is. He seems to be an insider, some presence around Trump, Who knows? Of course, again, that's one that the liberals have tried to make you feel stupid about, thinking that he might be real, but all of the verisimilitude is there. And so he says, this is a report on Infowars.com, you can go find it, the director of national intelligence, together with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, are planning to publish in March a study of the 2016 elections that will demonstrate massive Democrat Party voter fraud of a magnitude, and here's the key section, of a magnitude sufficient to have influenced election outcomes. That's the killer line. That's the one to take away with you. When they laugh at you, when they call you stupid, when they scoff at you, when the verified liberals on Twitter, imagine these idiots believing this. When they do that, it's a reasonably good sign that you're onto something. All right. Later in the show, in this final hour, we're going to be speaking to Laura Luma, who is a former Project Veritas operative. She's now an independent investigative journalist. She went into Mandalay Bay after Mandalay Bay said they'd fix their security problems and rode the elevator up and down, the service elevator. She's now in Florida, and she's going to join us at about 5:30 to talk to you about the machinations of everyone's favorite cable news network, CNN, who for some reason are hosting a rehearsal of their town hall meeting. It's like a free, open debate that CNN is hosting, but they're having a rehearsal for it, presumably so that if anyone brings up any really good persuasive arguments against gun control, that they can be fully prepared for them and know how to swat them down. Good Lord. So Laura Luma is going to join us. She's also going to, we're going to play a video later in the show of her confronting local officials. But in the meantime, before we get to all that, I want to move on to something that liberals have done increasingly in recent years, probably in the last half decade, which is using children to promulgate their political ideologies. Using young people to tug on the heartstrings of reasonable but perhaps impressionable ordinary Americans to try to persuade them of things that cannot be established with fact, reason, and logic alone, and which therefore must be intimidated and bullied and manipulated into the public consciousness with appeals to the heart. So the first clip I want to play is of the Florida school shooting survivor, and it's this little guy, David Hogg. And he's on CNN, and he's being asked to talk about Trump's tweet after the Florida school shooting. So let's play that clip. It's about a minute, and it's a Florida school shooting survivor turned resistance poster boy, David Hogg, who said on Monday on CNN that Trump should be blamed for the shooting and not the FBI, where, just coincidentally, his dad used to work. Let's play that clip.
Yeah, what did you both think about the president tweeting over the weekend? Very sad that the FBI missed all of the signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. This is not acceptable. They're spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion. Get back to basics and make us all proud.
Yeah. I think it's disgusting, personally. My father is a retired FBI agent, and the FBI are some of the hardest working individuals I've ever seen in my life. They work every day, 24/7, to ensure the lives of every single American in this country. And it's wrong that the president is blaming them for this. After all, he is in charge of the FBI.
All right, that'll do. You can almost see him reading a teleprompter. I don't know if he is, but there's a certain, I can tell you as a performer, there's a sort of glazed look in your eyes when you're reading out, a script that you've rehearsed, and he got the look. CNN has been coaching young people to give these impassioned, desperate, emotional entreaties with talking points cooked up by people in the intelligence agencies. I mean, this guy's dad was in the FBI, undisclosed by CNN. But just watch, and we'll play a little bit of this before we go to break, and then I'm going to come back to it afterwards. Just watch what happens when the same student can't remember his lines, interviewed on a different occasion. This comes from Gateway Pundit, our friends over at Gateway Pundit. And this is David Hogg stumbling over his words in an interview talking about drills on the day of the shooting when he has forgotten the talking points presumably provided to him by his FBI, former FBI agent dad. Watch this one.
We had had a fire alarm earlier.
earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill too, just another one, because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first, actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor.
This is like a bad child act. He's like, I'm sorry, Daddy, I forgot my lines. I'm sorry. Was that what I was supposed to say? You wanted me to say guns are bad and Trump's a piece of whatever, didn't you? Did I get it right? I'm sorry. Look. Doesn't this kid suffered enough? Hasn't he had a bad enough time already being nearly killed? You got to leap on the poor little devil and have him spout platitudes? Let me tell you, nobody is as mellifluous and fluent and eloquent as those kids were when coached by CNN. And indeed, when you see them interviewed by other people, they're not. Simple explanation for this, which is they're being fed lines. It is another example of the left moving in on children. It's bad enough they're drugging all the boys and cutting their wieners off, pretending they're trans. Now they're putting words in their mouth to take away your Second Amendment rights. Disgusting. We'll be right back with maybe we'll play that clip again, and then we're going on to see the clip from another student.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, where our speech is free, our guns are loaded, and the only thing we want aborted is political correctness. Before the break, we played two videos of the same poor kid stumbling over his words because he'd forgotten his coaching. Let's go straight to a third video that I want to show you, and it's a different Parkland, Florida student wishing... Well, I'll show you what happens. This video is what happens when kids are not given talking points by their intelligence agency, globalist, gun control, government oversight, overreach. Oh, it just makes me mad. When kids aren't given scripted lines, here's what's more likely to happen. Watch this.
Well, let me ask you, this debate is now emerging about guns on campus. Do you believe that's something that we should be looking at?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, gun control, it's definitely needed a little bit more. I don't think that we're going to get gun control in such a quick enough response. I believe that if we did bring firearms on campus to teachers that are willing to carry their firearm on school campus, if they got their correct training for it, I think that would be a big beneficial factor into school safety. Because, I mean, if Coach Feist had had his firearm in school that day...
There we go. Out of the mouths of, well, not quite babes. Of course, he's a little older than the previous speaker, but still a student, ROTC student, seen a little bit more of the world, doesn't presumably have a left-wing globalist FBI dad, able to speak a bit more freely. And there we go. We're going to bring in Laura Loomer, who is on the ground in Florida, to talk a little bit more about the aftermath of the shooting. But before we do that, I'm going to play a video. This is our video segment. I'm going to play a video of her confronting an anti-gun Florida congressman. Now, I'll read you the what she got up to, and then you can see Laura in action. One of the things that's fun about her, she really is fearless. I know Laura gets a lot of criticism online. She gets a lot of ridicule, mainly because she once struggled to tell the difference between a slash tire and a dry rot tire. I had her on my show, and I made her play Rot or Not. I put pictures of tires up, and I have to tell you, she had a very good strike rate. So maybe it was just a one-off. Anyway. Laura's been up there, and there is a Ted Deutsch, I guess his name is. Is that how you say it in America? Ted Deutsch lying to his constituents, telling them AR-15s are assault weapons and were banned before 2004. All this is a lie, and this was a gun control meeting hosted by Everytown, one of the nation's largest anti-gun organizations. Laura went to confront this guy for lying to his constituents. Here's what happened.
Ready? I'll actually let me just go before you ask any questions. You're from InfoWars.
Yes.
Here's my message to you.
Right.
The fact that your, I won't even call it a publication, I don't know what it is, but the fact that you called what happened in Sandy Hook a hoax, refused to apologize for it, is among the most obscene things that has ever been broadcast anywhere. You should be ashamed. Anyone who reads the garbage like that you post should be ashamed. And I will never give an interview to you.
So you're calling about 40% of the country absolute garbage.
Thank you.
You know, as a congressman, you're supposed to represent Republicans and Democrats, not just the base that you want to pander to and lie to during your
speech about gun control. Let me tell you something. Every Republican that I know,
he can't resist. Pause that for a second. He can't resist. Look, the Sandy Hook thing, you know, let's take the uncharitable perspective.
and let's take the uncharitable route and say that, you know, somebody messed up on a... Let's generalize it. Breitbart, InfoWars, Daily Caller, Gateway Pundit. All make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. It's in the business of doing news. It's called process journalism, you people call it. You tell the facts as you know them at the time. You speculate. You interpolate. You do the best you can with what you have available at the time. The difference, though, between Breitbart and InfoWars and whatever, as far as I can see, is that they do the best job. We all do the best job when you're watching the Milo show, whatever. We all do the best job of telling you what's happening as best we see it. That pales in comparison to the deliberate, outright mendacity of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN, who pose as neutral, and through their haughty moral grandstanding, presume to pass judgment on people who make far fewer mistakes than they do, and who do so with the best of intentions and with good hearts in service of freedom and freedom of speech and the protection of American liberties, and who do not outright lie. CNN has been caught in so many outright lies. And you see in this guy's response, the canned, prepared remarks of somebody who is more interested in moral grandstanding, much more interested than in pandering to his, whoever the women were behind him, than he is in engaging in debate. And he walks away, but he can't resist. He cannot help himself but get drawn further in so he can issue further exhortations of moral grandstanding. Let's let him carry on, because, you know, unlike their side, we like letting people have their say. We enjoy giving people a platform they deny to others, mostly because they tend to fall straight off it and into the dirt, break their noses when given the platform. We don't shy away from debate. We warmly encourage classical liberalism, the open marketplace of ideas, even if liberals misuse it to bully, intimidate, harass, smear, and demean instead of bringing facts, reason, and logic. But let's let this guy go on, because one of the things I like about Laura is how dogged she is. She won't let the guy go. She's like she's got his trouser leg. Ah, carry on.
That Sandy Hook was a hoax, as I am.
Everyone, we're talking about you lying on stage, telling your constituents right now that you're telling them assault weapons. You're telling them, you lied to them. You said that they were banned in 2004. The guns were not banned. What was banned were the suppressors and the accessories. So why are you lying to your constituents to push gun control?
Here's what I'm telling you. That every Republican I know thinks that your efforts to characterize Sandy Hook as a hoax
is what I'm talking about. We're talking about the shooting in Parkland.
My community,
and you taking this tragedy
to push
for gun control when this has to do with FBI and competent congressmen.
If you're going to listen to me, you coming to my community,
okay,
where we just experienced...
I'm a journalist. I have a right to ask you a question, and as a public official, you have to answer me.
Where we just experienced the worst, most horrific shooting in a school...
That'll probably do. I think what tends to happen, the dynamic of this is, for instance, with Breitbart, I think it's something called it's Acorn, which predates my time at Breitbart. I was at Breitbart for a little while. There's that one iconic thing that people are upset at you about that they just sort of bang on and on and on and use it as an excuse to not answer questions, to not address the facts. And it's like Breitbart always gets so much stuff for Acorn. And it is by no means clear at all who is in the right in with the question of Acorn. And it is absolutely true, which is, you know, when Alex says on this show that there is something weird about the way the media covers up and the bulldozing of buildings after these shootings, there is something weird about it, and it is new, and it's hardly surprising people ask questions. And when the FBI covers up what's going on, doesn't tell people what's happening, and the media is remarkably incurious about the motivations of people after these things, it is weird, and it's hardly surprising people ask questions. And after the break, we'll have Laura Loomer by video, so we'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
This is Milo Yiannopoulos filling in for Alex Jones. And if you'd like to speak to me, you can call us. Call the number right now. It is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. And after this segment, in the final segment, I'm going to be taking your calls for the whole 10 minutes. We'll get through as many of you as you can, as many questions as you can. Call in if you'd like political questions answered, or maybe some dating advice. If you just want to abuse me, or perhaps pay me a nice compliment about my hair,
Any subject is fine. Call us. The number is 877-789-2539 if you want to speak to me in the final segment of the day. InfoWars would also like me to let you know that for a limited time only, and the sale's ending soon, Super Blue products, which are InfoWars' best-selling line of products, or one of the best-selling lines of products, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine to give you a fluoride-free smile. If you've been worried about what they're putting in the water, these are for you. We're going to have to take the sale down in a few days. They want me to let you know, and they're almost sold out. It'll be at least a month before we can get Super Blue back at its low price, so there's no time to wait. Make sure to get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Icurin, 50% off. Cellforce, 53% off. Running out of stock fast. Red pills. They actually sell real red pills here, by the way, which I found the funniest thing ever. Real red pills. The introductory sale ending fast. 50% off. Pollen Block, 50% off, and various other things. Go and check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. And that number again, if you want to call us, is 877-789-ALEX. Let's move on. We've seen her video, The Dogged Determination of the Most Hated Woman on the Internet. Not really, but you do have you do have a hell of a troll army after you, for which I can only congratulate you. Well done. You're obviously doing something right. Laura Loomer, who is up there, the intrepid, indefatigable, unstoppable bloodhound. Laura Loomer, up there in Florida, nosing around. And we have some news to break on the show. You've lost your Twitter account. What happened?
Well, yesterday I confronted Congressman Ted Deutsch, who's a Democrat and anti-gun proponent here in Florida, who's really just taking advantage of this tragedy, really, to promote his own agenda. And I confronted him at a gun grabber meeting. And then when I, you know, posted the video on my Twitter along with InfoWars, I received a message this morning saying that I had a 7-day ban on my Twitter. So I can't put out all of this information, and I feel like they're really trying to just, like, limit my expose of what's taking place here in Florida, because not only do you have Democrats pushing gun control, but you have the media organizations like CNN actively coaching these students whose parents are tied to globalist organizations like the FBI, for example, and they're giving them talking points. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of these left-wing corporations and media companies, including Twitter, who are in on this.
It's the teachers, too. You told me before we came on air in the last break that one of the teachers at the school is potentially getting himself into trouble by telling students to show up at things. Tell us about that.
Well, I doubt she'll get in trouble because, you know, it doesn't really seem like they're willing to hold people accountable anywhere here.
If it were a just world.
But there's an individual by the name of Sarah Lerner, and she's a journalism and English teacher at the high school here in Parkland, Florida. And she's violating the Florida Code of Conduct for teachers by texting students on their personal cell phone number. I mean, that's a really big no-no. In the era of, like, teacher sex scandals, you're not supposed to be texting students on their personal cell phone numbers.
Is he getting those numbers from their, like, confidential student records?
Or yes, I believe so, because a lot of students are receiving different numbers from different teachers.
Who shares their phone number with their teacher when they're like 11 years old or something? You don't give your cell phone number to your science teacher.
That's the other point of what I was going to bring up is our taxpayer dollars go towards funding these public schools in Florida. And the fact that those records are supposed to be confidential and they're now being used and harvested by these very liberal anti-Trump teachers who are using it to push gun control. I mean, I think the school deserves to be investigated. I think that the school deserves to be investigated because at this point in time, they're leaking confidential information about students.
What has upset me, and I take a disinterested perspective on many things, but I don't have children myself, but I'm not a monster. And my husband has a kid, and what makes me horrified now that I have that presence in my extended family, you know, like a kid that you have to care for and look after, who you want to nurture and lead through a good life, you want to teach them to be thoughtful and have integrity, mm-hmm. make up their own minds about things and to be educated, is the way that left-wingers are increasingly leveraging children in their propaganda wars. And this is, you know, the perfect storm for them in a way. You came on my show earlier this week and suggested, not that the FBI had a hand in this, because of course they didn't, but that there might be a reason why authorities and different branches of government are perhaps not proactively getting these people off the streets. I mean, this guy, was it 39 times the cops were called to his house? The FBI knew about him, but they didn't stop him from doing this. Now, nobody's saying that they knew when and where and how it was going to go down, but they knew about him, and they presumably could have done something to make people around him safer, and they didn't. Talk to us about why you think, is there an incentive, is there a reason why the FBI is not doing so? Is there a reason why the FBI is not getting these people the treatment they need, or just incarcerating them when they're found in school with like bullets, you know? What is the FBI thinking? Like, not actively and enthusiastically investigating this stuff? Are they really just all tied up with this bogus Russia investigation? What is happening over there?
Well, I think there's two things that's happening. I think that they're too busy having affairs and sleeping with people who aren't their husbands or wives. And I think that they're too busy texting people and accusing Trump of being involved in Russia and all of this nonsense that we've seen taking place at the FBI over the past year or two. But the thing that's more concerning and most disturbing to me, in my opinion, is the fact that this is a pattern, right? We see it with the Fort Hood shooter. We saw it with the terrorist who shot up the gay club in Orlando. We saw it with, just San Bernardino, right? You can go through this list of terrorists and mass shooters throughout the past year or two, and the commonality is that they were all known by the FBI prior to committing their attacks or acts of terrorism. So I personally wonder if the FBI has some type of benefit being the propaganda arm for the Democratic Party that they have become and proven themselves to be by not taking out these threats to society, so that when they do commit acts of violence with guns, the Democrats can immediately politicize the tragedy and call for gun control, even though the FBI is probably working hand in hand with the Democratic Party, as we've seen on more than just one issue besides, you know, targeting Trump and committing treason against our commander in chief.
Laura Luma, up there in Florida. Thank you for joining us. Laura, this does seem to be part of a, little saying on my show that Alex Jones just keeps getting proven right, to the consternation and confusion and fury of liberals everywhere, whether it's gay frogs, and it turns out actually amphibians do go trans, or agender with particular chemicals in the water. Daily Mail reported that, and I mentioned that last time I was on this show. Or it's the skepticism with which he has always regarded the intelligence community. Now it seems that healthy sense of critical distance is rippling out among the public at large. Seems to me that the big trend of 2018, the red thread running through this year's news reports, and the big development is not going to be Me Too or Hollywood, but rather an increasing skepticism and even hatred of our own intelligence agencies, which is going to make America a very difficult place to govern and a very dangerous place to live. 877-789-2539 if you want to talk to me after the segment. The show's almost over today. I'm sorry to tell you, we're running out of time. Call us if you want to be on the phones. We're going to be right back after a few commercial messages, taking your calls on any subject you like. Go wild. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so
he's the gentle giant. He's Uncle Alex to Trump's daddy. Alex Jones, off gallivanting, doing whatever international men of mystery and truth-seeking do. I am Marlon Offer, standing in for Alex Jones. Last segment of the last hour of the show. You'll be just as miserable that I am that it is coming to an end. And before we take calls, we've got time for a couple of calls, let me remind you about InfoWars Life's iCurin. Here we go. The best endorsement I can give you, because I'm very careful about what I put inside myself. As many... I won't make that joke, actually. We go out on the radio, don't we? There we go. Milk thistle extract, 600 milligrams of it. More toxins and diseases find their way into your system. More important it is that your body's detox systems can keep up. And the liver and the kidneys
are the ones who bear the brunt of all of your smoking, drinking, and carousing. Terrible things that you people do to your bodies while you're listening to InfoWars, guzzling down Jim Beam and chain smoking. Well, you can help recover from all of that with some milk thistle extracts, some N-acetylcysteine, some amla fruit, buplurium root, licorice root. I had to check because I thought they were making these up because they didn't sound like real things to me, but I've looked them up and they are. It's like when, you know, you get the yoga hobbyists who will talk to you about acai berries and bibinga roots and things. They are real things. Liver and kidneys take care of you, so take care of them. Icurin, it's a formula that can support your liver in clearing your body, dangerous toxins, and so on and so forth. Powerful set of ingredients, including milk thistle extract, a clinically studied herbal ingredient proven to support liver function in the body with a complete 30-day liver cleanse. Pick up one of these. I'll do it myself, and I'll report back and let you know how I got on. This is the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars. I'm Marlo Yiannopoulos, standing in for Alex Jones in this last segment. Thank you to everybody who called in. We are going to go straight to Joe, who is on the line now, wants to talk to us about... What is it you want to talk to us about, Joe? I can't remember.
SSRI?
Ah, yes, perfect. Drugging our young boys. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. I've been listening to the show for a couple years now. It's definitely got me woke. I do want to say that being active duty military, we get forced to drink a lot of water.
Yes.
And drinking fluoridated water has definitely had an impact on my health. But as soon as I switched to the elective peers, I've got two of them right now, and I've never felt better. My water is very pure. It makes your whole body feel good. And I'm a big fan of all the InfoWars Life products. I have tried the carnivore, the whey protein, the brain force, definitely the X2, and I've never run into a product that I had any problems with or was not very, very high standard.
Well, there we go. It's a much higher and more powerful and more persuasive endorsement than mine. There we go. Active duty. Thank you very much for that. Talk to us about, we're running out of time in this final segment. So talk to us a little bit about, drugging kids.
I'll try to be quick, sir.
Thank you.
We're all a big fan of yours, my work center.
Thank you. You've
got all these mass shootings and every single time there's a common thread is SSRIs, but nobody with any power is trying to change this except the right. The left is more than happy to just let this continue and let all the drugged out people eventually snap, which is what these drugs are doing.
It does seem to be the case, doesn't it? It does seem to be the case that these drugs are having unforeseen effects on young men who at some point suddenly start losing it a little bit and commit these terrible acts. You must have noticed from being in the armed forces this culture-wide suppression and demonization of masculinity. Masculinity being that essential quality that not only keeps us safe, that is essential to the proper functioning of the armed forces, of law enforcement, of everything else, but also drives us to excel, drives us to explore, drives us to invent. Properly channeled and respected and appreciated and enjoyed, men are wonderful, and men and women, different, complementary, equally fantastic in their own ways. You must be frustrated with the constant demonization of men in culture, and it finds its highest expression in the hatred of the military and of law enforcement from the left. Have you seen that happen over the last few years, people sort of constantly bashing the very men who keep us safe?
Yeah, there's definitely, I think, this demonization of the manly cut figure, you know, the old-fashioned kind of Clint Eastwood, just strong, tough, strong, silent type.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that anymore. And if you're like that, the left and the liberals demonize it like it's a thing of the past. It's a dinosaur. They want it to die so that we can open the borders and bring in Islamic radical terrorists. And we can throw our Second Amendment down the drain and be completely disarmed when the government goes full 1984 and wants to infringe on our very rights that the founding fathers gave us. And they always want to throw out this argument saying, oh, yeah, well, they had muskets. Well, Yeah, they didn't have automatic weapons. Well, we don't have automatic weapons.
No, and you know, if you're a woman in a Chicago or a Detroit or a St. Louis suburb, and you're worried about getting raped or mugged or attacked or whatever, you want a pistol in your handbag. Let me tell you, if you are somebody living in one of those areas, or if you just are a patriot who is worried about the tyranny of government, which is a sincere opinion held by 100 million Americans that liberals seem to find ridiculous, this is just as emotional as a rational, as it is a rational argument for supporters of the Second Amendment. Perfectly reasonable. Thank you for your call, Joe. Sorry we don't have more time, but thank you very much for calling in. Thank you for the compliments. Thank you for the excellent endorsement of the products. There we go. Somebody out there fighting for your freedoms is a fan of InfoWarsStore.com. Moving swiftly on to Scott, who wants to talk to us about the trans issue, I think. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing, Pumpkin?
Oh, good. And I really enjoy listening to you. You're great.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so, anyway, I went through a sex reassignment surgery.
Oh, wow.
From male to female.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tired of being called the bee from hell, so I went back to my birth name and went back to male.
Oh, wow. So you went you there and back again, as Tolkien would say. You are an example of what I've seen increasing number of studies show, which is the regret rates for transition surgery, for reassignment surgery, are remarkably high. What is it you'd like to say to people who are out there defending, teachers and educators and scientists who want to put kids on hormone blockers and talk about removing the genitalia of young boys? What would you say? Just quickly, because we got to run. I would love to have spoken to you for longer, but we got to run to the next call. What would you say to those teachers, to the journalists, to the scientists, all these people who are advocating for this treatment and pathologizing of young boys? What would you tell them?
Don't do it. I'm 59 years old. I've got the bone structure of a 90-year-old because of lack of hormones in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, as far as the issue with the school shootings and whatnot,
yes,
and I am a staunch conservative, just like you, and we need to arm up our teachers.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry we didn't have more time. I'm very grateful for you calling. Thank you. Finally, Lauren is a regular caller. We have literally 60 seconds. Lauren, thank you so much for calling in. Welcome. Thank you for calling. I know you're a regular caller, so people are going to get to hear from you again. I'm so sorry. We're incredibly short of time. Give us your quick 60 seconds of wisdom.
60 seconds, I can do it. I'll stick with the school situation. I ran for state school board. I was there. I watched them.
Yeah.
They are dumbing down your children on purpose. You know, deliberate dumbing down, Charlotte Iserby. And none of this would be happening. How do you have three generations of lefties that don't understand guns is what made this country free?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's only been 200 years. You really don't understand that you need to defend yourself? Are you kidding me?
Are you suggesting, Lauren, that evidence, fact, reason, logic, and history have no effect on social justice warriors? You do surprise me.
This is your fault. It's not the congressman that's going to save you. It's moms and dads with common sense who decide they don't want to throw their children into this garbage pit. It's your own fault, your own fix. If you want your children to be upright, constructive, moral, productive, these are things that are taught, and they're not being taught in the schools.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lauren, and thank you for the call. Sorry we don't have more time. Well, we didn't get to any of the things we got to some of the things I wanted to do. We got to one thing that we might return to tomorrow. Yes, that's right. I'll be back tomorrow. Is Michael Moore showing up to a Russia-funded anti-Trump protest. You couldn't make it up. Literally, you couldn't make it up. I'm Alianopoulos, and you have been watching The Alex Jones Show. I'll be back again tomorrow. You can find me at Dangerous.com, my pink-flushed InfoWars studio. We'll return tomorrow. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for your freedoms. Thank you for being watchers. You're great. I love you. See you tomorrow. Thanks so much, everybody, and good night.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm so excited.